Daughter had made a more than notable conquest. It is true that he searched his mind for objections in order to relieve his conservative conscience, but he owned presently that he had heard nothing against his would-be son-in-law, save that he was perhaps somewhat eccentric in his devotion to the animal kingdom. Still, that's nothing, and if he don't shoot or hunt, it can't be helped. It's his loss, not mine, said the colonel. I don't care a continental. He may come here with his wild horses if he likes, or with a chimpanzee. Didn't I hear he keeps them?
Will he really bring one with him? Asked Mrs. Oakhurst anxiously. I don't quite think I should care for a chimpanzee to come here. The animal might break something.
Let him bring a gorilla if he likes and break up the house, said the colonel, chuckling. I'll tell Benson that if Lord Bampton turns up with a polar bear or a Bengal tiger, it's to come into the drawing room. For I'll say this much, that on thinking it over, my dear, there's not a man in England I'd prefer for a son-in-law. I remember Dicky Brown, who knows everyone on earth, saying Bampton had the manners of Lord Chesterfield and the morals of the Archbishop of Canterbury. Well, as for property, he owns half this county and a coal mine in Yorkshire. If he brings the zoo, you'll see me take it like a lamb. By the Lord Harry, like a lamb. Long years in India had made the colonel look like anything but a lamb, and when he gave orders, they were not neglected. He feared no one but his wife and his Scotch gardener, and Benson the butler, in spite of his opposing appearance, was but as clay in his hands. "Look here, Benson," said the colonel. "Lord Bampton will call this afternoon about 4."
"Yes, sir," said the butler.
"If everything isn't spick and span and bright as blazes, there will be appointments vacant in this infernal neighbourhood," cried the colonel fiercely. "And if that damned Thompson drops the tea-tray again, I'll drag him out into the garden and cut his throat from ear to ear."
"I will attend to everything myself, sir," said Benson.
"And another thing," said the colonel. "His lordship is fond of pets."
"Yes, sir," said the butler.
"And I understand he takes them about with him," said the colonel. "So if he brings a chimpanzee or a gorilla with him, it's to come into the drawing room. Right in, by all that's holy."
"How shall I know if it's a chimpanzee or a gorilla, sir?" asked the butler.
"By its bite, of course," replied the colonel. "But when I say a chimpanzee or a gorilla, I mean any living thing. A polar bear or a Bengal tiger or billy goat. Do you understand clearly? Quite clearly?"
"Quite clearly, sir," said the butler, who by now was prepared to usher into the drawing-room any animal whatsoever, even if it were an elephant or a crocodile.
"I'm to know it by its bite, am I?" he said bitterly. "At times there's no knowing what to make of the colonel. He's the most arbitrary gent in the county."
It was about 4:15 when his lordship's car, driven unostentatiously by himself, stayed outside the imposing front entrance of Warrington Grange. By one of those highly remarkable coincidences which seem to happen in order to bring the pure logical sequence of the universe into contempt, a handsome young billy goat, about 3 parts grown, and that very day imported into the village by the blacksmith, had broken loose from its tether and wandered into the colonel's grounds. Finding rich feeding there, he had satiated his appetite, and was now resolved to satisfy the curiosity which seems inherent in the species. Having been brought up by hand, he was of an amiable and kindly disposition, and well disposed towards humanity. It may be, of course, that Lord Bampton's fondness for pets of all kinds was by some mysterious means communicated to the goat, for the lively animal rushed from behind the car just as Lord Bampton alighted. The genial creature, pleased to be with company after a period of solitude, uttered a friendly bar as he mounted the steps, side by side with the expected and honoured guest. At that very moment, Benson appeared at the door, and Lord Bampton was ushered into the drawing room, with the goat following him.